I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In most cities, the only lights you can see in the night sky are those of a 747 passing overhead. But if you want to go true stargazing, then you have to ditch the artificial city lights. Winter is an especially good time to view stars, since the air is drier and the nights, well, they're longer. Look for viewing areas that are at high altitudes and with light air pollution. In New Mexico, Astronomy Adventures will take you to dark sky sites near Santa Fe, led by a state park ranger who also happens to be an astrophotographer. Then there's National Bridges National Monument in Utah, which was actually the first place to be designated a dark sky park. You get to see up to 15,000 stars, including the Milky Way. And if you want a true do-it-yourself experience, then head to South Africa's Kruger National Park. Because there's virtually no light pollution there, you get to see the entire stargazing show, in many cases with just a pair of binoculars. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.